News. I'm Hayap Njuani. French prosecutors say an investigative judge has extended police custody for the Telegram CEO, Pavel Durov. He was detained over the weekend at Le Bourget Airport in a judicial inquiry opened last month involving 12 alleged criminal violations. His alleged criminal violations include complicity in selling child sexual abuse material and drug trafficking. A top White House officials made a trip to China to manage growing differences between the two countries. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has arrived in China for 3 days of talks in hopes of maintaining communication in a relationship that has broken down during the Biden administration. Ahead of the trip, Sullivan said that likely to be discussed with his Chinese counterparts is overcapacity.
Massive subsidies going into the Chinese electric vehicle industry have eliminated a level playing field. And so part of the economic response the U.S. has taken is responding to that.
The Biden administration has taken a tough line on China, restricting the access of its companies to advanced technology and confronting China as it tries to exert influence over Taiwan and the South China Sea. I'm Donna Warder.
A NASCAR driver will not be racing in the postseason after his revoked automatic berth was upheld upon appeal.
Austin Dillon's overly aggressive victory at Richmond Raceway won't land him a spot in the Cup Series playoffs. A NASCAR appeal officer on Monday upheld the sanctioning body's decision to revoke Dillon's automatic postseason berth that came with his controversial win at Richmond on August 11th. Dillon intentionally wrecked Denny Hamlin and Joey Logano coming out of the final turn to take the checkered flag for his first victory in 2 years. A NASCAR final appeal officer upheld the penalties and said the race data indicated, quote, that more likely than not a rule violation did occur. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
This is AP News. Pharma bro Martin Shkreli is in trouble again with a judge, this time over a rare music album.
Who's your rhyming hero? Wu-Tang rules again.
It's not clear if pharmaceutical baron Martin Shkreli really loved the music of Wu-Tang Clan, here performing the song Careful, or if he recognized the value of their never-released Once Upon a Time in Shaolin album. Shkreli bought the only known copy for $2 million in 2015 before he was convicted of cheating investors, and it was sold in 2021 to pay his court obligations. But the collectors, who paid nearly $5 million, accused Shkreli in court of keeping digital copies, releasing some. Now the judge has ordered Shkreli to surrender any copies and any money he might have made, along with the names of recipients. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Hayap Njuani, AP News.